It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Time to navigate through an hour of boating information on the locally produced but heard worldwide Bob's No Wake Zone boating radio show. Thank you so much for being with us this morning at our new time, 10 to 11 a.m. here on this Saturday morning. Well, we're certainly going to talk boat shows this morning, but we've got some other info we're going to share with you as well. Commodore Jane Rivers is the head of the St. Louis Admirals Remote Control Boat Club, and they build their own. We're going to talk to her in our second segment this morning. Boat US Membership Director Heather Loheed will talk to us about some of the great benefits of being a member of the Boat Owners Association of the United States. And then, of course, we're going to talk boat shows. We'll have some specifics for you. Mike Kanegi's going to join us in the last segment this morning to talk about the Overland Park Boat Show starting next week. I wanted to remind you about a meeting coming up on Monday, January 23rd. That's this next Monday, 6 p.m. at the Church of the Osage Hills over on the West Parkway in Osage Beach. It's going to be a meeting of lakefront property owners in reference to Shootout and the No Wake Zone area. This is a meeting held by the Water Patrol here at the lake. And anyone is invited to attend the meeting, again, starting at 6 o'clock. It's an open meeting for this information. And then those of you that are interested, we have a Water Safety Council meeting, the first one of the new year, coming up on Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning. That'll be at the Camdenton Chamber office, followed at 12 noon until 1 with a special meeting that's going to be called for any and all U.S. Coast Guard licensed captains from around the area that would like to participate in a boating safety meeting, and we'd sure love to have you come as well. Just check in with myself or Ray Bixler or Doug Beck, or you can call the chamber office there in Camdenton and tell them you're coming. But you do need to be a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain, and you're certainly welcome to attend the meeting. We've got a few things we're going to talk about on the 24th at 12 noon at the Camdenton Chamber office. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsors of the program. We, of course, have Marine Max, Boat US, Towboat US, Paradise Upholstery Canvas and Carpet, Hydro Hoist Boat Lifts, Smart Postal Centers, and also want to welcome to the program. We're going to be talking about these guys over the next few months. We want to welcome Captain Ron's Bar and Grill as the official waterfront and restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. I'll have some more specifics for you coming up prior to their opening weekend, which is the first weekend of February. Well, Smart Postal Centers, let's tell you about them. They pack it, they ship it, they copy print, they do signs and banners and graphics. If you need anything done in the way of personal information, or if you need some business printing done, these are the folks to get a hold of. Tim Gardner owns the business. He's there most all the time. You'll also find Jessica Thompson there. She's their graphics person. Boy, does she do good work. Those of you that will see me at any of the boat shows this next couple of weeks, you'll see my new banners that were done by Smart Postal Centers. Packing, shipping, copying, print, signs and banners, graphics. They also do copies of blueprints. They've got some very large equipment to do that kind of stuff. So check them out. Smart Postal Centers, Osage Beach, on Osage Beach Parkway. They're right across from the Bandanas Restaurant. I also want to mention Show Me Shirts, the official shirt shop of the radio show. Their official Laker Gear apparel store as well. They do screen printing and embroidery work. Missy and Anita down there in Camdenton, and they're just called the shirt shop right now, but they do great work. Just picked up another load of t-shirts. We're going to be giving those out at the Overland Park Boat Show next week. A quick mention about our friends at Marine Max. They've got that brand new SLX W230, the wave surfing boat that's out, and they'll have that on display this weekend at the Kansas City Boat and Sport Show, and I believe they also have it for certain up there at the Overland Park Show next week. It's a great new product from Sea Ray, and Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks is going to have it for you. Check them out on the web. You can find more information about it. SLXW230, the new Sea Ray wake surfing boat from Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. Now, before we talk about boat shows, I want to give you a taste of what we're working on for the next several weeks. We're going to be talking with Bill Brecht. He's the museum manager, and he is at the Lewis and Clark Museum over in St. Charles, Missouri. It's actually the Lewis and Clark Boathouse and Nature Center. Bill's going to give us a tour on the radio and talk some more about some of the history of Lewis and Clark, who used our very own Missouri River on their trails west. We're also going to be talking with Craig Ritchie. He's a kind of a freelance writer. He wrote a great article in the Boating Industry Trade Magazine about the aging hulls and recycling of fiberglass boats. We're going to talk some more about that and what the issues and problems are. Astrid Drew is the researcher and archivist for the Steamship Historical Society of America. We're going to talk about what they do out there in around Providence, Rhode Island. And then we also have a great program coming up. Joe Mornini is executive director and co-founder of Team River Runner, helping our wounded veterans with an adaptive kayaking program. And we've got a location, if you will, or a branch over in the St. Louis area. We're going to talk more with Joe coming up on a program very soon.
Honey, let's go to the boat show.
Here's the Bob's No Wake Zone radio show, boat show calendar.
Yeah, we got a lead intro for that. Kansas City Boat and Sports Show is underway today and tomorrow at Bartle Hall, downtown Kansas City. If you want some more information on that show, KansasCitySportsShow.com. Next week, I want to tell you that there are some discounted tickets available, so if you're planning on going today or tomorrow to that show or the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show next weekend, the 26th through the 29th at the America Center in the Dome, you can get discount tickets if you're a Boat US member. Go to their website, BoatUS.com, and you'll see some information there about getting discount tickets for pretty much a lot of boat shows around the country, including the Kansas City and St. Louis shows. Now, obviously, next week, the big Marine Dealers Show at the Overland Park Convention Center is Thursday the 26th through Sunday the 29th, and that's in Overland Park, Kansas. It's kind of a suburb of Kansas City, if you will, just across the state line there on 435, Interstate 435. Get off there at College or, you know, any of those crossroads. You'll see some signs for the convention center. Get off there and plenty of parking around the area as well. Some restaurants in the area as well. The Overland Park Boat Show, a good one, January 26th through 29th. We will be there on Thursday the 26th for the entire night, and we hope that you'll have a chance to come by. It's a late afternoon opening at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then on Friday, we're going to be heading out to the St. Louis Boat Show. We'll be over at the America Center and Dome on Friday the 27th. We'll be there pretty much the entire day there as well, so we hope you'll have a chance to come see us. And I'll be doing some live broadcasting over on our sister station, 93.5 Rocks the Lake. Well, we're underway, making way this morning on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. How about some around the waterfront news? Nice lady we spoke with a week or so ago, Hannah Helsby from the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators, has been promoted. She's now the communications director for the association. Congratulations to Hannah. Worked with her for the last 4 or 5 years on Operation Drywater. Quite a gal, and well-deserved for the new title and the new job at NASBLA. Well, let's see. The EPA has approved pathway for isobutanol to be advanced as a biofuel, and that was all made possible by many of us in the Boat US organization who filled out a petition and sent that in to the EPA. I think we still have a long way to go on that, but there is some experimentation going on with isobutanol right now. The U.S. Coast Guard honors Brunswick's David Marlowe for contributions advancing safe boating. Congratulations to him, citing his outstanding contributions to recreational boating safety. The U.S. Coast Guard recently honored Brunswick Corporation's David Marlowe with the Meritorious Public Service Award. Congratulations to you. That's a good one. Speaking of the Coast Guard, and Good Samaritan vessels were reported to a U.S. flagged vessel carrier, which caught fire and has been adrift for about 130 miles south of Southwest Pass, Louisiana, for 20 crew members that are aboard. The Coast Guard says it received the call on Monday of this week from the National Command Center of an electrical fire in the engine room on the MV Alliance St. Louis. The fire on board has been extinguished by crew members, but the 199-meter vessel is currently on emergency power and drifting in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, hopefully by this showtime, this vessel, the Alliance St. Louis, built in 2005, filled with cars. It's got four different roll-on and roll-off vehicle carriers that provide the round-trip transportation for the vehicles. Hopefully they've been able to secure that vessel and get them to safety. Later on in the program, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some changes in the vessel documentation program, again, through the U.S. Coast Guard. You're going to like that story, and we'll have that for you later in the show. Coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Commander Jane Rivers with the St. Louis Admirals Remote Control Boat Club. Later in the show, Heather Loheed with Boat US talk about membership, and then we'll get some more details on the Overland Park Boat Show with Mike Kanegi coming up. We're going to take our first break of the show. We'll be right back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show right here on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, Lori, 104.9 FM, Osage Beach, krmsradio.com. Streaming radio app is available for you for free. And we're also on boatradio.net a little bit later. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be right back.
This is Ken Little, president of Glock Performance Boat Challenge. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
I'm gonna build me a boat, with these two hands she'll be a fair girl from a noble land. Let the chips fall where they will, cause I got boats to build.
They're building boats over in St. Louis. The St. Louis Admirals Remote Control Radio Controlled Boat Club, and the commander is Jane Rivers, and we're going to have Jane on with us in just a moment to talk more about their club and the boats that they build for show and for fun. But first, you know, we're in the boat show season, and of course, the folks at Marine Max are at the three shows here in January. This weekend, you'll see them down at the Kansas City Bartle Hall Boat Show, the Boat and Sport Show. Next week, on starting on the 26th through that weekend, you'll be able to get in touch with them and see what they have to offer at the Overland Park Boat Show. At the same time, the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show will be going on, so you'll be able to catch them there as well. Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks, and it's a great opportunity to meet the crew and see all the latest models. In fact, some of the brand new models, like that new Sea Ray SLX W230 that we talked about with Steve Wenzel last week. It's going to be on display, so you might want to take a look at that. The most searchable brand of boat is Sea Ray, and they're going to have them right there for you, along with some Boston Whalers and some Harris float boats and probably some Ski Nautique boats as well. If you can't make the boat show, stop in and see them. They're at the 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard location, Lake Ozark, Missouri. Or you can find them up on the Osage Beach Parkway right across from the entrance to the outlet mall, marinemax.com, or call them at 573-365-5382. My boating home is Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks.
Cause I got boats to build.
Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And in my searching around the internet, sometimes I stumble on things and I go, oh my gosh, I didn't even know this place, this thing, this group, this club existed. It's the St. Louis Admirals Remote Control Model Boat Club. And I got in touch with the Commodore. Her name is Jane Rivers, and she's on the Boat US guest line this morning. Good morning, Jane. Commodore Jane, how are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Well, it's great to have you join us on the program to talk about this this very interesting club that exists in the St. Louis area. Jane, first tell us a little bit about the history of the St. Louis Admirals Club.
The St. Louis Radio Control Model Boat Club was started in 1983 by three gentlemen, Tom, Luther, and Norm, who worked for the same company and found out they had interest in building boats. Then later in 1983, they formed an official club. Since then, over the years, we have had as many as about 100 members. We have had yearly regattas, and people came from all across the United States to attend the regattas, which were held at Union Station in St. Louis, Missouri. Now our regattas are held at the Boathouse in Forest Park in St. Louis, Missouri. Also, we have events in Alton, Illinois, in Kirkwood, Missouri, and are part of the tractor and toy show at Westport Plaza in St. Louis, and have been to Carondelet Park in St. Louis, and we go any place we are invited to.
Now, the boathouse there is, that's also the Lewis and Clark Museum or interactive something display over there, is that right?
No, the boathouse in Forest Park is actually a restaurant.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of two different things then. All right.
And at the restaurant is where the lake is, and they have been kind enough to invite us.
Now, I detect a little bit of an accent in your voice. Tell us where you're from and how long you lived in the St. Louis area and how long you've been a Commodore.
I'm originally from Belgium and have lived all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined the club as a newspaper editor. Actually, I was asked to help somebody to become the editor. While that was in the process, he decided he didn't want to do the newsletter, so I got stuck. And then over about 3 years ago, the Commodore, who had been Commodore for about 10 years, said he would like to retire, and unfortunately there was no one else who wanted to take over the job, and the gentleman who started the club unfortunately had passed away, and I really didn't like for the club to go under. So I said, okay, you know, I've been doing the newsletter and had been responsible, you know, for a lot of other unofficial things. I said, I will take the job over. And so I have been Commodore for the last 3 years. Besides that, I'm also responsible for the website.
Give us the website address right now so that people can look it up if they'd like to get online.
It's stlouisadmirals.com.
Okay, that's very
and
good.
And it's actually ST, you know, instead of having St. Louis spelled out, it's ST.
stlouisadmirals.com. Okay, very good.
Yes.
You know, we have a contingent of remote control boat operators that have fun here at Lake of the Ozarks, particularly during the mini shootout, which is in August. But the types of boats we have are quite different than the ones that your club members build. Tell us a little bit about some of those boats that are built by your club members.
We have a wide range of boat models, anywhere from 5 inches to 15 feet. One member built a submarine which could fire torpedoes. Another member, who served on the battleship King George V during World War II, built it from flat sheet metal. Another member from Indiana built a 15-foot-long carrier, which weighed about 700 pounds when in the water.
Oh.
And eventually this carrier was donated to the Carrier Museum. And then several members, their boat models have been donated to the Soldiers Memorial in St. Louis.
Wow, that's fabulous. So that's very, very, very different than what we see on a regular basis around the lake. And there are some hobbyists here, too, that get their boats out in some of the back coves and that kind of places where it's kind of calm and they can run them. Your meetings are held on a fairly regular basis, and we want to talk about membership. So tell us a little bit about where your meetings are and how someone who might be wanting to get involved can do that.
Of course, we're in the St. Louis area. And we meet once a month, and our meetings are held at a church. And prior to the meeting, we've been privileged to have been invited by the city of Florissant. And so we sail our models at the St. Ferdinand's Park in Florissant, and the guys meet about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then about 5 o'clock, we meet for dinner at a local restaurant. And all the information in regards to that is actually on our website.
All right. And, of course, you can sign up for the newsletter there and get involved with the club if you're interested in doing that. That's all available there.
Yeah. Our newsletter, if you go for the electronic one, is $30 a year. And if you want the paper one, it's $40 a year. Besides that, we have had several articles published in what is called the Scale and Ship Modelers Association. For short, it's called the SSMA magazine. And our newsletter also goes out to clubs in Canada. We have a member in the Ukraine, and also clubs anywhere from the East Coast to California. And we have had many people contact us from different parts of the world.
Wow.
And if possible, we try to, you know, provide them with the information that they're looking for. As a matter of fact, I just received an email from a gentleman in Scotland who looked at our website and wants some more particular information about one of the models.
Outstanding. Well, the St. Louis Admirals Remote Control Model Boat Club, and we are Radio Controlled Model Boat Club. We sure appreciate Commodore Jane Rivers for being with us. And Jane, thank you so much, and continued success with your organization over there.
Thank you so much.
New model boats, outdoor gear, fishing seminars. The Progressive Insurance St. Louis Boat and Sport Show has it all. Shop more than 400 boats, pontoons, fishing and ski boats, bow riders and more. And over 150 exhibitors, January 26th through 29th at America's Center in the Dome. New this year, try zip lining across the Dome and catch fishing seminars with Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, Drew Benton.
Head on down to the boat show.
StLouisBoatShow.com.
The Boat Show.
Hi, this is Nancy with Five Star Houseboat Vacations on Table Rock Lake. Thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
You're listening to the 1 hour Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on this Saturday morning, and we thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thanks again to Commodore Rivers for that information about the St. Louis Admirals Boat Club. Coming up, we're going to learn about membership in Boat US from the head person, Heather Loheed, is next. Followed by some more information about the boat shows coming up next weekend, right here on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're on News Talk KRMS, the news station, right here at Lake of the Ozarks. 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio too. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Hey, buddy, can you spare me $72 this year? Well, get you a membership and a towing package at Boat US. Got Heather Loheed standing by on the Boat US guest line to talk to us about membership and all the benefits that come with it. We'll also be talking about the next couple of boat shows. Of course, one's underway right now downtown Kansas City, Bartle Hall, continuing through tomorrow. If you have time to get by the show, pretty good one. We had a great time on Thursday. And next week, we'll have some audio from some of our interviews for a little boat show afterglow for you. And then, of course, next Thursday night, we'll be right over there at the Overland Park Boat Show. On Friday, we're heading to St. Louis, so we'll have some reports from those two boat shows as well. But we have some more info coming up on those shortly. We also want to mention that at the Overland Park Boat Show next week, you'll be able to talk to Paradise Pete or Pam or both. at Paradise Upholstery and Canvas and Carpet Booth there at the Overland Park Boat Show. If you need some biminis or enclosures, interior restoration, or custom interior work done, or even a boat cover, you can talk to them at the show, and they'll talk to you, make arrangements to come by, take a look at your boat, and then make some provisions to get you started on their list of things they'll be doing over the winter months. They are busy, and but they'll be taking some time out to go to the boat show and meet you and talk to you about your issue. And then they'll arrange to get back with you at the Lake of the Ozarks. That's the only place they do business. ParadiseUpholstery.com. You can call Paradise Pete at 573-216-7214 if you're in a hurry. Or you can go online and look up some more information. I have links on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, for both the Paradise Upholstery website and also a YouTube page that's got some really good videos on it of showing the kinds of work that the quality of work that they do there at Paradise Upholstery and Canvas and Carpet. Again, ParadiseUpholstery.com or 573-216-7214. Well, since we're playing some Chicago bumpers, let's do another one here, huh? Well, a good morning to you, and thanks for coming along, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're rafted up together this morning, and let's get on the Boat U.S. guest line now and talk with the membership director at Boat U.S. Her name is Heather Lohe. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's so nice to have you back on the show, and of course, your area of expertise now is membership for Boat U.S. So let's talk specifically about some of the things. You know, what do members get when they join Boat U.S.?
Absolutely. For only $24 a year, you get discounts on marinas, where you can get discounts on fuel, transient slip repairs. We have a partnership with West Marine, where you earn the highest level of rewards with them. So every time you shop at West Marine, they track your purchases, and you earn a $10 gold reward certificate when you spend $250 at West Marine. You also get discounts on bait and tackle at over 200 fishing and boating businesses. You get discounts on Boat U.S. boat graphics. So if you need to replace that old cracked, you know, boat name on the back of your boat, or you need new registration numbers or a hailing port name, we can do all of that for you, and you get a 10% discount as a member. You also get discounts on vacations. If you want to charter a boat in the BVIs, or if you want to rent a car and go to Las Vegas for a weekend, we can help you with all of that as well.
And so you're talking here $24 a year. That's like 50 cents a week or less.
Yes.
Really?
It's very affordable, and we can help save you money all year long on your boating and your, you know, your fishing, your vacation travel. Anything really, even at local boat shows, we can save you 15% on some tickets nationwide. In addition to all the savings, we also, as you mentioned, we are, you know, the boaters' advocate. So we are the only national organization fighting for boaters' rights on Capitol Hill and locally, where we try to make sure that boating is accessible and affordable still for everybody to go out and enjoy their time on the water.
All right. I'm going to punch up on your website here and go to some of those, you know, Q&A questions. That, you know, sometimes people have a question. They go, well, what else can I get with this? And, you know, there's already so much there. But if somebody has been a member before and they need to renew, they can do that right online. If somebody wants to sign up, they can do that right online as well. Or they can just, you know, call Boat U.S. Let's give them the contact information, maybe phone number, too.
They can call us at 800-395-2628 and join or renew and buy towing on over the phone with us, or they can go online to boatus.com, and they can do all of the self-service transactions online as well. They can join, add towing, renew, update their information, learn about all of our savings partners. It's really a wealth of information on boatus.com.
And absolutely, along with the membership tab, there's towing information there about Lake Tow. There's insurance information there, boat loans, boat graphics that you mentioned, and, of course, some other additional resources that Boat U.S. provides. You know, I've been a member a long, long time, and I keep running into people all the time out here that they go, oh, yeah, I'm a Boat U.S. member, and, oh, I got to renew, and that kind of thing. But there's just so much that comes with this. You know, it's hard sometimes for people to grasp, I guess, or get their arms around the fact that you all do so very much for that small amount of money every year.
We do. We think, you know, we provide the value to the boater so that we can save you money and shop with us through our discount partners, as well as, you know, get what you need in terms of the towing service on the water as well as on the road. So we also provide roadside assistance if you're trailering your boat, and it's an affordable $14 additional fee, and we'll take care of your boat trailer or your vehicle while you're trailering that boat, which is also a really great service that we provide.
Now, you guys are working a little bit with GEICO Insurance. Can you tell us a little bit about what that relationship is?
That's correct. We've partnered with GEICO so that members can save if they shop with GEICO on their auto, homeowner, condo, any of the policies that GEICO offers. They now give Boat US members a discount. So we're working together to give additional savings to members, so you can contact GEICO online or give them a call for a quote. And when you do, if you say you're a Boat US member, you'll get an additional discount on top of the already great savings from GEICO.
Sweet. Do it another 50 years, will you?
Oh, we're hoping so, and hopefully by then we'll have 1 million members.
Well, that's the goal, is to increase membership, and that way you guys can provide more and more and more for members anywhere that they are in the Boat U.S. territory. Boat Owners Association of the United States, Heather Loheed, VP Membership, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob.
And I would like to emphasize some of the information about the towboat service at Lake of the Ozarks. You'll be able to meet Captain Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson at the Overland Park Boat Show next week, but if you can't wait, 24-hour dispatch, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They've got four boats on the lake and captains to man those boats, and they've got them spread out so that if you are in an area where you need some help, they can get to you pretty quick. Towing, battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery, getting a big houseboat off the bottom of the lake that sank like it did this past week. They can do that all for you. The number to call, 573-216-4701, or you can go to my website and click the Towboat US logo. That'll take you in for some more information about the $72 a year membership at Boat US and Towboat US.
Find your boating and outdoor fun at the Progressive Insurance Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. Now through Sunday at Bartle Hall. It's Kansas City's biggest boat sale. Shop hundreds of boats, pontoons, fishing boats, wakeboard boats, cruisers, and more. Plus the latest in outdoor gear, all under one roof. Book fishing and hunting trips too. New this year, try ziplining or catch seminars with Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, Drew Benton. Tickets at KansasCitySportsShow.com.
The Boat Show.
Now, of course, next week we're going to be at the Overland Park Boat Show on Thursday, and you can come by my booth and register to win a Shock Alert, the brand new device that's coming out of the St. Louis area, and we'll have one on display, and we'll also be giving one away at the show, so stop by my booth and register. No purchase necessary. We hope to see you at the Overland Park Show. Then on Friday, for those of you on the other side of the state in St. Louis, we're going to be there set up on Friday for the entire show, and we hope that you'll come by and see us there. We'll also have another Shock Alert giveaway there, so you can stop by the booth, see it, see a demonstration of it, and then also register to have a chance to win one of these brand new devices to detect electrical current in the water in your swimming pool or around your docks, which is a very important thing, particularly if you're in fresh water like we are here. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. We're going to talk Overland Park, St. Louis Boat Shows coming up next. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FMs, and also on live streaming audio around the world. How about a little musical pause for you this morning? Here is a song by Styx.
Take me back to my boat on the river. I need to go down. I need to come down. As I gaze in the water, she eases me down, touching me gently with the waters that flow past my boat on the river, so I don't cry out anymore. Oh, the river is wise, the river it touches my the frown on my face disappears.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
This is Jennifer Fike, Senior Director of Communications at the Coast Guard Foundation. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone, Boating Radio Show.
It's back, Kansas City. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers present the largest boat show in Kansas City. It's the Overland Park Boat Show, January 26th through the 29th. Boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, tritunes, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, January 26th through Sunday, January 29th. Register for a free $1,000 gas giveaway at the show. January 26th through the 29th. OverlandParkBoatShow.com.
It's the final countdown to the boat shows. One underway. Two more to go this month. We're going to talk more about them in just a moment. Mike Kanegi, the executive director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, will be with us next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Black or blue, they'll bring them to you. We're talking about hydrohoist boat lifts. They now come in the original blue, but you can also get them in black now. You can learn more about all of the hydrohoist boat lift products by attending the Overland Park Boat Show, which is starting next week on Thursday, running through Sunday. And Joanne Clark will be there. She's the area manager right here in Lynn Creek, and she'll be there at the show. You'll have a chance to meet her and see some of the products, pick up some information. Get her a chance to talk to you about the different products and how they would work for you on your dock. The folks at Hydrohoist, you can get in touch with them now if you want ahead of time at jclark@boatlift.com for the email. Boatlift.com is the website, or you can call her at 573-346-7505. And again, she'll be at the Overland Park Boat Show next week, starting on Thursday all the way through Sunday at the Overland Park Convention Center. All right, Mike Kanegi joins us now, the executive director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. Going to talk about the upcoming boat show at Overland Park, but boy, some of your dealers are split in two or three different directions, aren't they?
Many of our dealers also attend the MMA show. That's going to be down at Bartle Hall, I believe, this week. And then we roll right into next weekend. We'll move in over at Overland Park Convention Center. Our actual show is the 26th through the 29th. Great show. We got... We filled it to capacity. Mm-hmm. We've got some more boats, more lines in. New, of course, all the new 2017 stuff's going to be there. Anything in the boating industry, especially from the Lake of the Ozarks, will be there, and invite everybody to come out and see us. We always just say we have moved the Lake of the Ozarks to Overland Park or to St. Charles when mm-hmm. we go over to St. Charles, the St. Louis market. You know, so where everybody's right there. From the lake up there, so it turns into a good lake party also.
Now, Mike, this show last year was earlier in January. Any feedback from the dealers on how that earlier show went? It was about 3 weeks earlier than what we normally are.
We had some very good numbers. Our attendance numbers were really good and really strong, but where it comes down to it is, you know, the reports I get from the dealers, either on paper signed or good, solid quality leads mm-hmm. and follow-ups they had. And at both of our Away from the Lake boat shows were very good. High quality consumer was there, very interested consumer, and they brought back a lot of leads and quality leads, and that was a thing that they really was happy about last year. Both those shows was the quality of the customers that was there last year. usually the biggest thing I hear is we love the lake. We love to come down the lake, whether they are a second homeowner or they come down to vacation, is that the atmosphere that the whole community is around the lake area exhibits out to our visitors. And the other experience that goes along with that, you know, the retail and the small shops and the mom and pop things and just the diversity of our landscape and our culture that we have right down here, with boating, of course, being the number, you know, one thing they come down for.
All right, Mike, let's see. The show is coming up January 26th through 29th at the Overland Park Convention Center. And there's a website, overlandparkboatshow.com, for more information. There's a banner and link right on the front page of my website, bobsnowakezone.com, if you'd like to get some more information. But, Mike, just give us a quick rundown on the prices. And I know you've got a very generous donation to a local charity, too.
Yes, we open up on Thursday the 26th at 3 o'clock to the public, and we run until 9 that night. And then on Friday the 27th is at noon to 10 p.m. 28th is 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then Sunday the 29th is 10 to 5. We invite everybody to come out. It's a great experience. Like I said, besides the boat, we have all of our other associate members. Everybody that's in our show up in Overland Park is a member of LOMDA. I'm very proud of that because there has to be, you know, benefits to being a member.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that I strive to get done. And we've been doing that now for our second year for sure, maybe three. And always like to just highlight all of our great members of the association. And they're there to make your boat buying and marine industry experience better for you. And so stop by and see us.
All right, that's very good. Admission is $9 for adults, and children under 5 are free. We should mention that a dollar of every paid adult admission goes to their charity of choice, which is Kids Harbor here at Lake of the Ozarks. Now, Mike alluded to the fact that there's also a show going on next week at the same time in St. Louis, the Progressive St. Louis Boat and Sport Show. That's also Thursday through Sunday, January 26th through 29th, America Center and the Dome. And for more information on that show, St. Louis, stlewisboatshow.com. There's also a link on my webpage to get you in for more information about that. And, of course, the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show is still underway through tomorrow at Bartle Hall, downtown Kansas City. So it is definitely a boat show season, and there's three of them. We'll see you at Overland Park on Thursday. We'll be there for the opening day. And then we'll see you Friday. Those of you coming to St. Louis show, we'll see you on Friday at the St. Louis show at the America Center and the Dome. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Here's a little news for you. Vessel documentation has been extended now to 5 years. And as a result of successful advocacy of Boat US, along with other organizations, recreational boat owners who document their vessels will soon be able to register and receive certificates of documentation that are effective for 5 years. Now, this new rule will change the registration requirements from every year to just once every five, and is anticipated to go into effect sometime early this year. Now, at press time, it's unknown whether the current $26 renewal fee will change or stay the same. Other than renewing registration every 5 years, boat owners are responsible for notifying the U.S. Coast Guard of any change of information, such as change of address or change of boat. Now, boat owners can go to boatus.com/gov for the latest updates on the recreational vessel documentation renewal process. And if you need some help, visit boatus.com/documentation for some additional help on that. And that's good news that every year thing was getting kind of old. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on a Saturday morning. This is our final segment. We'll see you Thursday at Overland Park, and we hope you'll have a great weekend. We thank you for listening to the show on News Talk KRMS. Ray Buckley and Ask the Computer Expert is coming up next on this very same radio station. Don't go away. But I'm going to leave you with a great song from our good friends, Celtic Thunder. It's called The Voyage.
I'm a sailor, you're my first mate. We signed on together, we coupled our fate. We hauled up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the hearts to treasure, together we set sail. With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. We rode out the storms when the winds were gale force. We sat out the doldrums in patience and hope, working together. We learned how to cope. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Gathered round us, we have our own crew.
Boy, this hour goes fast, and we sure appreciate you being with us this morning on the No Wake Zone radio show. Thanks to Heather Loheed back there, also to Commodore Jane Rivers, Admiral's Boat Club over in St. Louis, and thanks again to Mike Kanagi for coming in. Hope to see you at the boat shows. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you out on the lake soon.